Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Ben Winder, and today is Monday, December 6th. Right now, we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 16. If you have your copy of scripture, let's read together. Then the word of the Lord came to me. You must not marry and have sons or daughters in this place. For this is what the Lord says about the sons and daughters born in this land, and about the women who are their mothers and the men who are their fathers. They will die of deadly diseases. They will not be mourned or buried, but will be like dung lying on the ground. They will perish by sword and famine, and their dead bodies will become food for the birds and the wild animals. For this is what the Lord says, do not enter a house where there is a funeral meal. Do not go to mourn or show sympathy, because I have withdrawn my blessing, my love, and my pity from this people, declares the Lord. Both high and low will die in this land. They will not be buried or mourned, and no one will cut themselves or shave their head for the dead. No one will offer food to comfort those who mourn for the dead, not even for a father or a mother, nor will anyone give them a drink to console them. And do not enter a house where there is feasting and sit down to eat and drink. For this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Before your eyes and in your days, I will bring an end to the sounds of joy and gladness and to the voices of bride and bridegroom in this place. When you tell these people all this and they ask you, why has the Lord decreed such a great disaster against us? What wrong have we done? What sin have we committed against the Lord our God? Then say to them, it is because your ancestors forsook me, declares the Lord, and followed other gods and served and worshiped them. They forsook me and did not keep my law. But you have behaved more wickedly than your ancestors. See how all of you are following the stubbornness of your evil hearts instead of obeying me? So I will throw you out of this land and into a land neither you nor your ancestors have known, and there you will serve other gods day and night, for I will show you no favor. However, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when it will no longer be said, as surely as the Lord lives who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt, but it will be said, as surely as the Lord lives who brought the Israelites up out of the land of the north and out of all the countries where he had banished them, for I will restore them to the land I gave their ancestors. But now I will send for many fishermen, declares the Lord, and they will catch them. After that, I will send for many hunters, and they will hunt them down on every mountain and hill and from the crevices of the rocks. My eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from me, nor is their sin concealed from my eyes. I will repay them double for their wickedness and their sin, because they have defiled my land with the lifeless forms of their vile images and have filled my inheritance with their detestable idols. Lord, my strength and my fortress, my refuge in time of distress, to you the nations will come from the ends of the earth and say, our ancestors possessed nothing but false gods, worthless idols that did them no good. Do people make their own gods? Yes, but they are not gods. Therefore, I will teach them. This time I will teach them my power and might. Then they will know that my name is the Lord. God takes sin seriously. God, being holy and perfect, invites us to be holy and perfect. And when we fall short of the glory of God, in action or inaction, we sin. The hard-to-hear news is that God cannot abide our sin. Our sin separates us from Him. Cut off from the source of all life, we wither and die. As Paul bluntly reminded the Romans, the wages of sin is death. Thanks be to God, this is not the end of the story. Speaking through the prophet Jeremiah in today's passage, the Lord makes clear the sins of his people. Having forsaken God and turned to other gods who could not offer life, God's people have dug their own grave. Their sin has consequences. In this case, the bad news is that they would find themselves exiled. The promised land would be ripped from them as just punishment for not upholding their end of the covenant with the Lord. This picture of God's wrath might at first be uncomfortable for us. Yet if we understand the basis of God's wrath being his holiness paired with his deep love for humanity, we come to see that exile is a tool God uses to draw his people back into covenant relationship. As theologian Ergen Moltmann reminds us in his work, The Crucified God, the opposite of love is not wrath, but indifference. God loves us too much to allow sin, death, and exile to be our end, and will use whatever extraordinary tools required to demonstrate love and invite restored relationship. Jeremiah points this out for us in revealing God's promise to restore the people to the promised land. The punishment and the promise go hand in hand. The Lord will banish the people to exile as a just punishment for their sins, but they are not left without hope. The promise is that the Lord will work amid their exile to draw them back to the promised land, and even more importantly, to reestablish their covenant relationship with him. As we walk through this season of Advent, we are reminded that God still takes sin seriously. Yet God still loves us too deeply to allow us to wither and die in our sin. And so, in fulfillment of his promises, God made a way for us. While we were still sinners, while we were still in an exile of our own making, Christ came, lived, and died, and was resurrected to restore our covenant relationship with God. The promise the ancients awaited has been manifest for us, God incarnate in Christ Jesus. The promise we await, the full restoration of all creation, is coming too. Come, Lord Jesus, come.